Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Texter wants to know, was that the Hawk Tua girl singing? It was not. That's from Jeff in Fenton. People have done their homework. They point out, yes, she was born in Southfield, Michigan. We're not making that up. At least Wikipedia
somebody
says
said
so.
Earlier on Twitch that her dad was the strength and conditioning coach for the University of Michigan baseball team at one point. I have not done my research on that, but that is what is being reported.
Someone asks, did she do
Sources say.
Did she do it bad on purpose for publicity? I don't think you want this kind of publicity.
No.
They say...
There is no bad publicity.
Right, any publicity is good publicity. We're talking about her.
I don't know if you want your publicity to be that you just...
Yeah, but
suck at your job.
You could go and people could jump online and listen to her songs and give her more
downloads up.
Streaming, you know. I don't know.
Is that how she always sounds? Let's look it up and then...
Who is this girl? Her Wikipedia page has probably been bombarded.
Yes, yes. Updated.
Yeah, exactly. The worst performer ever.
Texter says her singing career is over. She's been exposed as an auto-tune fraud who can't hit the high notes.
It was not good.
So you got that. That was at the Derby last night. We'll get to, you mentioned sources say, 8:35, what sources are saying about Tarek Skubal. He's not starting the All-Star game. Do you have an issue with it? But more relevant for Tiger fans, Tom Verducci's got some intel as to the market that is forming around Tarek Skubal ahead of the trade deadline. John took an extended vacation, little weekend plus, and I had a great time. But I want to bring up something specific from the trip. We went to New Haven, Connecticut, my wife and I, and they are most known for...
difficulty crossing the road?
That and pizza. Some of the best pizza in the world is New Haven pizza. So it's got more of a char to it, aggressive even, but it's crunchy. Mm. It's crunchy. And it's some of the best pizza in the world, they say. So we planned a trip around pizza. When we went on the trip, there would be people who would ask, oh, where are you visiting from? We'd say, oh, we're from Michigan. And oh, what are you here for? And my wife would say, oh, we're visiting a friend. She didn't want to acknowledge that we were on this trip to eat pizza every single day that we were there. 4 pies, 4 days, walking around full from the food we ate. Now, we did meet one of her friends in the area, so it wasn't a lie, but the primary reason we took that trip was not to see her friend Megan and her partner Angelo. It was to eat pizza. And I have no shame about it. It was a glorious trip. The pizza, at least one place, lived absolutely up to the reputation. Sally's Pizza to me was number one. What I want to know is weird, odd trips that you've planned and food that you would base a trip around. Because to me, pizza is amazing.
Question?
Yes, John.
It's I've looked up best pizza places in New Haven.
Yes.
It says Sally's a pizza.
A pizza.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then there's also Modern a pizza.
We had that second and I ranked it second.
You got to see it just like that. Modern a pizza.
Is that a like a chain?
No, well,
pizza chain?
A pizza. No, it's a style of a pizza, John. So what you do is you can put it in the coal fire oven. I'm Italian, so this isn't offensive. And at least that's how I'm justifying it. But it's a style out there. So Modern, Sally's, and Frank Pepe's. Now, they have made some of them. Pepe's, I think, is a chain up and down New England because they are so famous. But those are the big three that you have to see when you go there. We did those. Frank Pepe's does a white clam pizza. I know Heather made a face. I'm not a
clam.
I tried it because it's their thing. It was surprisingly okay. But we were there for the food, the Italian food. John, you looked up. They have the hamburger was invented in New Haven. It was a food trip. We took a trip for food, and I had a great time with it. The question, to get back to it, unless you have more questions for me, is it worth planning an entire trip around pizza? My answer is yes, and the oddly specific spots you've gone on vacation. The other thing that Heather pointed out, though, is that you were stunned how planned this trip was.
Oh, yeah, you had it down to like, oh, we're going to go here. At this time, you had to make reservations in advance. I have never planned a trip around food, but I am not a foodie, so that's okay. I don't know anybody who has planned a trip around food. Okay, besides the pizza, though, is there like things to do? Like, was there sightseeing things?
Yes. So we took a train ride. I mentioned that a little yesterday to Mystic, Connecticut, which is about an hour away. And
love
they have
train rides. Love train rides.
Yeah. And the trains out there are really nice. So there's the water, and we were going to do a river boat cruise thing. It got rained out. Yale is out there. So we were able to kind of tour. The campus is like hundreds of years old. So we were able to get some history. There's a couple museums with some dinosaur bones and stuff. So there was art. But it was about the food. It was about eating pizza. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. In terms of how scheduled this trip was, we wanted to make sure we hit all the right places. And some of those pizza places, you will wait more than an hour just to get in. And those are no reservations. So when we had dinner later in the day, we wanted to make sure that we had those spots secured. Mm. So we had everything down to, I don't want to say to the minute, but we were pretty scheduled for this trip. You're not someone who does that when you travel.
Not at all. To each your own. Like, good for you if that's how you want to travel. I am not like that at all. Now, we do find things we want to do in advance. Like, we really want to go see this or hike this trail or whatever it is. We jot those down as something we'd like to do, but we don't plan. We're more of a, like, let's just go with the flow. Let's see how this works out. Let's try to hit all these things we want to do, but we're not schedulers.
Yeah.
On our vacations.
When I go on vacation, I don't want to. My life on a daily basis is very regimented. As soon as you're done with this, you got to get to this. You got to pick up this kid, drop him off here. You got to do all these different things. And then when you go on vacation, you want it to be a little bit more free flowing. We're kind of stuck in the middle because, unlike you, when you go to a restaurant, hey, table for two.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's harder to find a table for seven.
Yeah.
And so we do at times, it usually doesn't happen until we get there, unless it's like we're going to Disney. Those reservations, you got to make 3-4, sometimes 6 months in advance. And so we'll make some of those, but then know when we get there because there's a cancellation policy. Sometimes it's 48 hours, sometimes it's 24. And if it doesn't fit the schedule that we want to have at that time, or we don't want to be forced to go to eat at that time, we'll cancel it and then we'll figure it out. But that's really the only time where we do.
You don't have like a day like planned out when you wake up in the morning. You don't know.
No, we know. We typically talk about that like before bed. Like, hey, what do you want to do tomorrow? Let's see. Okay, this opens at 10. Let's go there. Yeah. Let's look at the weather. Oh, it's not going to be like. Yeah, we don't know. We don't plan anything until like right before bed.
So we get there. There's a zoo nearby.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's go to the zoo. Yeah.
You just see. I'm not someone who. Like I want to hit the stuff that I'm there to see. And this trip was
food. Do you take like a binder and a checklist?
No, but
trapper keeper under your arm?
Travel with a trapper keeper, Heather.
Uh-huh.
Check Sally's Pizza. Mm-hmm. Check onto the next. Let's go.
Yes. Hey, come on. We're late. Come on. You got to be ready. Get your hair done. Let's go.
See, that seems stressful to me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not someone who does a vacation where you just sit by the pool for 5 or 6 or 7 days. I want to go
neither.
Do stuff.
Yeah,
I'm going somewhere with a purpose. And I'm going to enjoy it. And it doesn't take the enjoyment out of it for me. If anything, it makes sure that I get to all the things I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at you. This was a 3-4 day trip, too.
Yeah, it was
by
Thursday through
and
Sunday.
So I do get the little bit more staying on schedule to a degree, but like the complete total. I wouldn't go to the East Coast just for food. I would include the East Coast food as part of my vacation.
Right.
Meaning, like, I know you said Kelsey doesn't like seafood. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you like clam chowder?
I've had it, and it's not my favorite.
Okay, so it's not a thing for you. I was going to say, if you did like it,
I've had it in
and
Boston.
You went to the East Coast. Okay, yeah. You had it in Boston. All right.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to Boston, you should try clam chowder as long as you like it.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Philly once. We visited my cousin, and me and Kelly one time went downtown on one of the days, and we did Geno's and Pat's back to back. We did like a taste test, and it was fun as part of the trip.
Right.
Because it's what it's like. So I do think if you go to a destination and they have special food, you know, something they're known for, you should sample it.
Yeah.
If you go to Indy at this point, like the whole St. Elmo's thing, I've never been there. I'm like, there's no way it can possibly be that good.
The shrimp cocktail?
Exactly. Yeah. But if I go to Indy, I should try the shrimp cocktail.
You make the trip out to Kansas City.
Yep.
What are you going to do? You're going to get barbecue.
Yep.
And there are plenty of options to choose from. And you decide, okay, I want to try Gates. I want to try this other one. I want to try, you know, and then you start comparing them. And then you compare them to the barbecue you make, or you compare it to the barbecue you get at home. That's all part of it. But I'm not going to sit there and make 10 reservations for a 5-day trip simply because I've got to hit 10 different places. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go on a vacation and be that regimented.
No.
Responses coming in on the ticket text, unique reasons you've taken a vacation, some of those ideas, and of course, as always, judgment of me and of everybody else on the show. It's all coming up next, 97.1.
The summer driving season is upon us yet again, and the combination of increased traffic, big trucks, motorcyclists, and construction all contribute to the fact that summertime in Michigan has more accidents than any other season of the year. And if you've been injured in an accident, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. And here's the best part. David will never take a fee until he wins your case. You can speak to David personally right now if you call 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bonanza of ticket text to get to. Good morning, 97.1. I took a food vacation to eat some of the best pizza in the world, they say. Heather, you are judging this pizza the more you look at it.
I don't like the idea of the charred crust. Like, some of it looks like it has sat out, or like it looks diseased.
Diseased?
Like, well, this pizza in particular, this picture, like it like looks like it's crawling with like... some sort of disease. I don't like it at all.
It's thin, and I wouldn't, it's crunchy. Eat it. The edge can be a little overdone.
I wouldn't eat the crust.
Okay. And now, John, you love the crust on a thin pizza.
I do, but I don't like a char.
Right. So that would be, that's why I say it's a bit of an aggressive
like
char. But Sally's, the tomato sauce, the thin, the crunch, just the right amount of cheese in the bite. It was some of the best pizza I've ever had. Now, taking a trip for food, some people have defended it. They said guys will take like a bourbon trail in Kentucky. Ticket texter says, how's that any different? Are people that go and do wine trips out in, you know, Napa Valley or whatever?
Oh, yeah. We just talked about the Lena Long Peninsula.
I'll do that.
There's a wine trail that you could take up there as well.
So if you plan trips around booze, you can plan trips around food.
Sure. Oh, you can.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying I've never actually done the whole trip around. I've gone to Kansas City, played in Kansas City.
While I'm there,
I'm going to make sure I get... you know, some barbecue when I go to any city in Texas. I'm going to make sure I get myself a gigantic steak.
Texter says, this is the difference. Heather and John have kids. Jim doesn't.
It is a big difference. Although pizza.
Everyone's got to eat, I guess, you know.
I know. If we could plan a trip around, chicken fingers and French fries, sure. Big hit for the kids.
Pizza. Teddy likes pizza.
Oh, yeah. Right. Teddy will eat pizza, yeah.
Now, and in terms of how scheduled it was, this one says, sounds like National Lampoon's Connecticut Vacation. Cookies Griswold got it all mapped out.
Uh-huh. Yep.
A couple more ticket texts. This one says, sounds like a trip for people with no life. This one says, even Costa's pizza takes suck. Frank Pepe's was by far the best. So someone who's also had the pizza. Pepe's was kind of bland. It was maybe the safest for people. It was the least charred pizza, but the sauce, the cheese, pretty bland.
I'm looking for Frank Pepe's on this ranked list here, and they are not in the top 20.
Oh, boy, Pepe got to step it up.
Mm. So you had pizza every single day?
Yeah, 4 days.
For one meal, right?
Mostly lunch, yes. Okay. And this trip was a trip where, maybe you guys can relate, maybe some people can, a 2-meal-a-day trip, because the meals are so big. And we were walking a lot. Trying to walk off some of it and get from place to place to place to see everything. But yeah, the food was really good. So we did pizza at lunch, so you had time to digest it, a light breakfast, then you could still have dinner later in the day.
Sounds like 3 meals. Light breakfast, pizza for lunch, and pizza for dinner.
Well, not like an actual breakfast.
Does my math work?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
I don't actually think
we... You ate something.
We only had breakfast one day, and that was the day...
I have skipped breakfast before because
we're gonna have a big lunch or dinner. Yes. We only had one real breakfast one day while we were there. Couple ticket texts. This one says, oh, I gotta get the right phrasing. Surprise Cookies didn't take a tour of his basement with Tombstone and Red Baron while he's rebuilding his college football team.
Yeah. Get Sbarro's delivered.
Some of the best pizza on the planet. People did not like my my Italian voice. Said it's offensive. Go back to your canned bolognese sauce. Mike and Okemos signed a real Italian.
Did you get any bolognese on top of that? A pizza. Can I get that a pizza with some bolognese?
John, you're not Italian. This is offensive. You're going to get the show canceled. We are going to talk a little college football, just to go back to that ticket text, at 9 o'clock, in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to give a chance for people who have played the game to talk about the game, or maybe that they're excited about the game. Some early reviews. John, you had some people who found some glitches and some issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that at the 9 o'clock hour. No, I'm not going to detail my dynasty. It feels like someone talking about their fantasy football team. But I do want to talk about...
It hasn't stopped you to this point, you know, picking your team.
Well, there's a little bit of fun with that. What we're going to do, though, is... What we're going to do instead is just talk about the game itself for people who are excited about it in the 9 o'clock hour. Tarik Skubal, the latest trade rumors, and the fact that he's not starting the All-Star game. We get to it at 8:35. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. This was in Los Angeles, and it was after he was found asleep behind the wheel of his car. Happened on Friday night. Police were dispatched to a disabled vehicle that was actually blocking a lane of traffic on the highway. This was near LAX. And when police got there, they found a white Rolls Royce with Addison asleep behind the wheel. He was arrested and then released several hours later. The Vikings did release a statement. They said that they're aware of his arrest and they're currently gathering more information regarding the incident. This is not the first time he's been pulled over. DUI, but he was pulled over and cited for going 140 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone.
In the same roles?
Last summer. I don't know what he was driving but
it later came out that he claimed he was trying to help his dog, I think, last year.
Oh, really? So he had, like, get the dog to the vet or something?
Yeah, but now it feels like repeated behavior. And his teammate just died. His Vikings teammate just passed away in a car crash on the highway recently. Like, dude, come on, get it together.
Yeah, sad news. This is sad, too. A missing overturned sailboat was located in Lake Michigan. And the man and the two children who were on board were nowhere to be found. So a 32-year-old father and his two young children were sailing. They left Green Island in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Saturday afternoon. And when they never arrived at their destination, an overdue report was filed. Calls to the man's cell phone just kept going straight to voicemail. Obviously, the search was on. They did find this 18-foot sailboat on Monday morning, overturned, but nobody was with it. Officials say they are going to continue their search with boats and helicopters. Super sad. If you're headed to Belle Isle this weekend, you might want to avoid swimming. So the beach right now, I don't know if it will be open by the weekend, but the beach is currently closed due to high levels of E. coli. Watch out. They're super high. Like, the standard, what you want is no more than 130 E. coli per 100 milliliters. At Belle Isle, it's 920.67. So I don't know what it will be like this weekend, but if you go this weekend, you can take a ride on the Giant Slide.
Oh, Giant Slide's back open?
It's back. It's going to open on Friday. Special hours, 11 to 6. It's going to be free on Friday only. Then moving forward for the rest of the summer, it's going to be $1 a ride. It's open from 12:30 to 5:30 on Fridays and 10:30 to 3:30 on Saturday and Sunday.
Do you sign your waiver before?
Yes, you must. Yeah. Yes. Might suffer concussions, broken hips, broken bones, lose a tooth.
I really want to try it.
I don't. I don't think my back could handle it. I was on a regular slide when we were up north with Emily.
Yeah.
I was holding her hand. Mm-hmm. And we went down so fast. And it was significantly pretty high off the ground. And we both crashed right to our butts.
Oh, shot right off the end?
Yes. And it hurt my back. Like, because I have such a... My back is so messed up. Well, I laughed,
I've
and then I was like,
experienced that before as well.
And both of us looked at each other. I'm like, I'm so sorry I did that to you. I just don't think I could handle, I don't think I could handle it.
Yeah.
Unless there is a way you can go really slow.
Doesn't seem like an option.
I don't think,
it doesn't.
That's not the point.
Nope. I know it's not, but that's the only way I would do it. So the Lions will induct Kelvin Johnson into the Pride of the Lions during a Monday night football game at Ford Field. Chief Operating Officer Mike Disner made the announcement on Monday at Johnson's charity golf outing.
It's against the Seahawks.
It is.
You think about it. When Kelvin Johnson last made an appearance at Ford Field, very different organization. He was being honored as a Hall of Famer. Sheila was booed at halftime. They lost the game to the Ravens. Tom took his kid there, still scarred to this day. But things are so much different from that moment to today. Sheila has rallied. The organization has rallied. They've won playoff games, plural. Yes, Kelvin Johnson, long overdue.
Well, hats off to Sheila and him for working it all out. We don't need to know the details, just that everything seems to be, on the surface, copacetic.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is kind of cool. Scientists have confirmed a cave on the moon, and they say there's probably hundreds more that could actually house future astronauts. They could go and live in these caves on
Monday. How do they know the aliens aren't in there?
Well, they unless they're invisible.
But they could be.
And maybe they're really deep down in the
caves.
Could
be, yeah. Don't they live in the middle of the Earth or of the moon?
Maybe.
I think that's what, there was like a new report out.
The aliens are living in the middle of the moon?
Bizarro world, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Cave is how you get to
it. I think Rico had talked about this in the afternoon.
Maybe what's Rico's obsession with the extraterrestrials?
I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's kind of cool.
I know it's interesting, you know, but I don't think there are actual aliens inside the moon.
When I saw this, I thought, that's obviously where the aliens are.
Maybe it is. Well, then maybe we could go and live with the aliens. So on Monday, it was reported that evidence of a sizable cave accessible from the deepest known pit of the moon. It's located at the Sea of Tranquility, which is not far from Apollo 11's landing site. And they say there's hundreds of other caves, too. This one, they say, is at least 130 feet wide and tens of yards long. And they say it could just provide shelter, right, from cosmic rays, solar radiation,
moonbeams,
micro meteorite strikes, and you could technically eventually like build a habitat, but that would take a long time and it'd be challenging. But you never know what's in the future.
Future camping up on the moon.
Now, that would be sweet.
Yes.
How planned would that vacation be?
Get your reservation.
You have to book your space shuttle flight, right?
Yeah.
You pack your tent, but then once you get there, I'll just bounce around one day. Look at some rocks another day. Like, you don't really plan it out.
And we're going to go for a float today.
Yeah.
Yes. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Tarek Skubal's not starting the All-Star game. How upset are you? It is only the All-Star game, but he deserved to be there. And then more importantly, what's the future of Tarek Skubal look like in Detroit? The latest. It's 97.1. The headline, sources from the Dodgers and Orioles confirming they're interested in putting together packages loaded with top prospects for none other than Tarek Skubal. That's from Tom Verducci. Your thoughts on the phones and ticket text 248-539-9797. Tim in Farmington Hills. Good morning, Tim.
Thank you. Hello?
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
I'm just confused because, you know, I follow all the sports, but I am in no way qualified to decide on trades or anything. But Skubal could be another. He could be generational. He could be a Scherzer. He could be a Verlander. He might even turn out to be a Nolan Ryan. Who knows? And how could you even consider trading him? I don't understand. It's confusing. He's a pick that you never get.
Well, it's where the team is right now. That's part of the equation, and the fact that they have limited bats, and you don't necessarily know if they're going to go out in free agency and add bats. This is one way to do it, because you have great value, and you also don't necessarily know, is he going to be Verlander? Is he going to be Scherzer?
Well, he's closer to those guys than Michael Fulmer, which is the comparison Tiger fans like to throw out. I mean, this is a guy who is Cy Young good, has been the best pitcher in baseball for a full year. Fulmer was like a rookie of the year with some upside. Skubal's the real deal, established ace that you're throwing every fifth day. And I mean, if the Tigers were any good, he'd be an MVP candidate. It's not his fault, but that is part of the discussion as well. How far away are the Tigers? If they're not going to pay him and pay other people to play on the same team with him, then you're forced to have this lousy conversation about trading him. But I don't think it's a conversation the Tigers should be having. The owner is a billionaire. The team has been cutting payroll for years. You have a homegrown ace. You keep him. The comparison I would throw out is not JV or Scherzer or even Fulmer. It's a team from the AL Central, the Chicago White Sox, who traded away Chris Sale. They got Yoan Moncada, the number one prospect in all of baseball. He's fine. He's like a major leaguer. But he's nothing compared to what Chris Sale still is. He'll be pitching tonight in the All-Star game. I'm not giving up Skubal for a couple lottery tickets that I hope turn into game-changing, front-line, borderline MVP caliber players. The Orioles are the team more interesting compared with the Dodgers, because at least the Orioles have premier hitting prospects that are all major league ready. At least a couple of them are major league ready. Jackson Holliday will be in the majors next year. Mayo, who can play third or first, will be in the majors next season. Basalo, the catcher, they think could be a next year quick riser. He's going to be 20 at the end of this season, 20 years old. They're more appealing to me than the Dodgers, who have mostly pitching at the top of their prospect list and a 19-year-old outfielder. That doesn't really do it, a guy in high A. The Orioles are the one team that could make a compelling offer, but I'm only listening if I know my owner's not going to let me keep, pay, and field a championship-caliber roster, which is a debilitating statement, and it's why I do think it would be a breaking point for Tiger fans. He's one of the few bright spots you have. The thought is in the next 2 to 3 years, you should be in the postseason. You should be making a run in the postseason, and if you're not, boy, is that a tough pill to swallow if you're a fan of this baseball team.
The question then becomes, what are you willing to gamble on? And yes, you have a proven commodity in Tarek Skubal, and I ultimately think that they don't move him. I don't think they should move him. But are you going to gamble on Tarek Skubal, who has already had a arm event, and this is for Chris Fetter, it is for those in the organization to determine, do we believe the mechanics of Tarek Skubal to be such that he's not going to... The mechanics aren't the reason that he would have another arm event. And if you can sit there and look and say, all of these things say that that arm event is done. Now, you don't know. Guys can get injured in a lot of different weird ways. And there is no more stress on a single body part than throwing a baseball. It could happen at any moment. But are you willing to gamble that as he approaches 30, if you're not going to do this contract, because he's 27 now, he's going to be 28 in November. Yep. He'll be 30 before true free agency. Are you willing to gamble on paying him at that point versus a 20-year-old Jackson Holliday right now, a 19-year-old, soon to be 20, Basalo, or 22-year-old Kobe Mayo? Like, that is, and yes, they are prospects. That's the gamble on this side.
Mm-hmm. They're everyday guys. If they pan out, great. If you're getting three of them, maybe only two pan out. Still would be great. You have a proven guy in Skubal. See, some of this is the message it would send to me. You've got a homegrown guy. You should be closer to competing, in theory. And it would be you waving the white flag. It would you be basically admitting we're a feeder organization. We are here to feed the elite organizations to help them win World Series while we just accumulate talent to sell off.
I don't necessarily know that it's that you label yourself as a feeder at that point. It's just, hey, what are we lacking? We're lacking bats. We're lacking offense. And if you believe on the flip side that you have others in the pipeline, and obviously the headliner is Jackson Jobe. Mm-hmm. If you believe you have others in the pipeline to be able to maybe not have a Cy Young Award winner on your roster next year, but is Jackson Jobe, does he project to be that type of guy?
His stuff, people say, is just filthy.
They say he has the best stuff that it rivals Skeens. They do. That's the talk that he's getting.
Right.
Look, the thing is, if you trade Skubal, you're putting the pressure on Jobe to be the ace next year.
Right.
I don't think Reese Olson's an ace. I don't. Well, I think he's a two or a three.
I actually don't think you're putting the pressure on Jobe to be an ace next year because you're not winning much of anything next year.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, 2026, 7, call some guys up.
You might accidentally contend next year is what you're saying.
That's where they were this year.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the only reason to make this deal right now is if you can get Jackson Holliday out of it. Because I don't think the Orioles, The Orioles are going to... Jackson Holliday's part of their 2025 plans right now, okay? Maybe even later this season in a call-up.
Sure.
But if they can get an ace to get them a championship, that's how you get the number one prospect in baseball. And if they're desperate enough to do it, I still don't... I wouldn't do it personally. You can look back to the National Soto trade, and you can find that's the one that everybody wants to say, why do it? Why don't we go back? I'm having deja vu with a trade that should have been made here recently, and it was the similarity with Fulmer is that they should have traded him. That Fulmer wasn't, because you had control of Fulmer, and if you revisit that trade theory, it was to get the starting point was Gleyber Torres with the Yankees, and the Yankees wanted nothing to do with that. So in hindsight, would that have been the right thing? Yeah, the Tigers would have won the trade because Fulmer bombed out of baseball, but Torres, other than his first two seasons, has not been all that good of a player. Been okay.
Some calls to get to, some ticket text to read. Your reactions, would you be out? Is it a deal breaker if the Tigers trade Skubal, or does a team like Baltimore have what it takes to interest you where you'd understand? Also in the 9 o'clock hour, some early reviews from College Football 25. It's 97.1. The headline. Sources from the Dodgers and Orioles confirming they're interested in putting together packages loaded with top prospects for none other than Tarek Skubal. That's from Tom Verducci. Your thoughts on the phones and ticket text 248-539-9797. Tim in Farmington Hills. Good morning, Tim.
Thank you. Hello?
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
I'm just confused because, you know, I follow all the sports, but I am in no way qualified to decide on trades or anything. But Skubal could be another. He could be generational. He could be a Scherzer. He could be a Verlander. He might even turn out to be a Nolan Ryan. Who knows? And how could you even consider trading him? I don't understand. It's confusing. He's a pick that you never get.
Well, it's where the team is right now. That's part of the equation, and the fact that they have limited bats, and you don't necessarily know if they're going to go out in free agency and add bats. This is one way to do it, because you have great value, and you also don't necessarily know, is he going to be Verlander? Is he going to be Scherzer?
Well, he's closer to those guys than Michael Fulmer, which is the comparison Tiger fans like to throw out. I mean, this is a guy who is Cy Young good, has been the best pitcher in baseball for a full year. Fulmer was like a rookie of the year with some upside. Skubal's the real deal, established ace that you're throwing every fifth day. And I mean, if the Tigers were any good, he'd be an MVP candidate. It's not his fault, but that is part of the discussion as well. How far away are the Tigers? If they're not going to pay him and pay other people to play on the same team with him, then you're forced to have this lousy conversation about trading him. But I don't think it's a conversation the Tigers should be having. The owner is a billionaire. The team has been cutting payroll for years. You have a homegrown ace. You keep him. The comparison I would throw out is not JV or Scherzer or even Fulmer. It's a team from the AL Central, the Chicago White Sox, who traded away Chris Sale. They got Yoan Moncada, the number one prospect in all of baseball. He's fine. He's like a major leaguer. But he's nothing compared to what Chris Sale still is. He'll be pitching tonight in the All-Star game. I'm not giving up Skubal for a couple lottery tickets that I hope turn into game-changing front-line, borderline MVP caliber players. The Orioles are the team more interesting compared with the Dodgers, because at least the Orioles have premier hitting prospects that are all major league ready. At least a couple of them are major league ready. Jackson Holliday will be in the majors next year. Mayo, who can play third or first, will be in the majors next season. Basalo, the catcher, they think could be a next year quick riser. He's going to be 20 at the end of this season, 20 years old. They're more appealing to me than the Dodgers, who have mostly pitching at the top of their prospect list and a 19-year-old outfielder. That doesn't really do it, a guy in high A. The Orioles are the one team that could make a compelling offer, but I'm only listening if I know my owner's not going to let me keep, pay, and field a championship-caliber roster, which is a debilitating statement, and it's why I do think it would be a breaking point for Tiger fans. He's one of the few bright spots you have. The thought is in the next 2 to 3 years, you should be in the postseason. You should be making a run in the postseason, and if you're not, boy, is that a tough pill to swallow if you're a fan of this baseball team.
The question then becomes, what are you willing to gamble on? And yes, you have a proven commodity in Tarek Skubal, and I ultimately think that they don't move him. I don't think they should move him. But are you going to gamble on Tarek Skubal, who has already had an arm event? And this is for Chris Fetter. It is for those in the organization to determine, do we believe the mechanics of Tarek Skubal to be such that he's not going to... The mechanics aren't the reason that he would have another arm event. And if you can sit there and look and say, all of these things say that that arm event is done. Now, you don't know. Guys can get injured in a lot of different weird ways. And there is no more stress on a single body part than throwing a baseball. It could happen at any moment. But are you willing to gamble that as he approaches 30, if you're not going to do this contract, because he's 27 now, he's going to be 28 in November.
Yep.
He'll be 30 before he reaches true free agency. Are you willing to gamble on paying him at that point versus a 20-year-old Jackson Holliday right now, a 19-year-old, soon-to-be 20, Basalo, or 22-year-old Kobe Mayo? Like, that is, and yes, they are prospects. That's the gamble on this side.
They're everyday guys. If they pan out, great. If you're getting three of them, maybe only two pan out. Still would be great. You have a proven guy in Skubal. See, some of this is the message it would send to me. You've got a homegrown guy. You should be closer to competing, in theory. And it would be you waving the white flag. It would you be basically admitting, we're a feeder organization. We are here to feed the elite organizations to help them win World Series while we just accumulate talent to sell off.
I don't necessarily know that it's that you label yourself as a feeder at that point. It's just, hey, what are we lacking? We're lacking bats. We're lacking offense. And if you believe on the flip side that you have others in the pipeline, and obviously the headliner is Jackson Jobe. Mm-hmm. If you believe you have others in the pipeline to be able to maybe not have a Cy Young Award winner on your roster next year, but is Jackson Jobe, does he project to be that type of guy?
His stuff, people say, is just filthy.
They say he has the best stuff that it rivals Skeens. They do. That's the talk that he's getting.
Right.
Look, the thing is, if you trade Skubal, you're putting the pressure on Jobe to be the ace next year.
Right.
I don't think Reese Olson's an ace. I don't. Well, I think he's a two or a three.
I actually don't think you're putting the pressure on Jobe to be an ace next year because you're not winning much of anything next year.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, 2026, 7, call some guys up.
You might accidentally contend next year, but
that's what you're saying.
That's what they did this year. Exactly. I think the only reason to make this deal right now is if you can get Jackson Holliday out of it. Because I don't think the Orioles are going to... Jackson Holliday's part of their 2025 plans right now, okay? Maybe even later this season in a call-up.
Sure.
But if they can get an ace to get them a championship, that's how you get the number one prospect in baseball. And if they're desperate enough to do it, I wouldn't do it personally. You can look back to the National Soto trade, and you can find that's the one that everybody wants to say, why do it? Why don't we go back? I'm having deja vu with a trade that should have been made here recently, and it was the similarity of Fulmer is that they should have traded him. That Fulmer wasn't, because you had control of Fulmer, and if you revisit that trade theory, it was to get the starting point was Gleyber Torres with the Yankees, and the Yankees wanted nothing to do with that. So in hindsight, would that have been the right thing? Yeah, the Tigers would have won the trade because Fulmer bombed out of baseball, but Torres, other than his first two seasons, has not been all that good of a player. Been okay.
Some calls to get to, some ticket text to read. Your reactions, would you be out? Is it a deal breaker if the Tigers trade Skubal, or does a team like Baltimore have what it takes to interest you where you'd understand? Also in the 9 o'clock hour, some early reviews from College Football 25. It's 97.1.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.